Now, police in Britain have said that they're assessing footage from performers at the Glastonbury Festival to determine whether they should carry out a criminal investigation. On stage yesterday, one of the members of the punk duo Bob Vylan chanted death, death to the IDF, a reference to the Israeli Defence Forces. A member of the Belfast rap group Kneecap said that they would start a riot outside the courts before clarifying no riots, just love and support for Palestine. Avon and Somerset police said that they were assessing the video evidence to determine whether any offences had been committed. We can talk now to Mark Paul, the Irish Times London correspondent. And Mark, thank you for joining us. Can you tell us what actually happened at Glastonbury yesterday and why the police are interested in it?
So, I mean, look, as you've outlined there on the West Hold stage, I mean, Bobby Villain, who is one of the members of Bob Villain Enterprises, a rap duo from Ipswich, made that chant about death, death to the IDF. I think what's really got politicians and the British media and commentators and a lather over here, though, is the fact that the BBC didn't cut it. They had an opportunity to cut it live. Now, the BBC didn't stream Kneecap's broadcast or performance live, and they thought maybe that would cover them on offensive slogans and so on, and they got caught out in the end by Bobby Villain. So look, everybody over here in the British media and in politics gets themselves in a lather over this kind of thing. It remains to be seen whether or not there will be any real police action over this. There's a lot of political pressure on the BBC and on the police to do something about it. As for Kneecap, then, you know, their next installment in all of this ongoing saga will be on August the 20th when Mochara is back in front of magistrates at Westminster.
And the comments made there that they're encouraging or saying that they would start a riot outside the courts and then clarifying it, saying no riots, just love and support for Palestine. Anything in those that's likely to get them into trouble, further trouble with the police?
Well, not in the way that they've gotten into trouble over the previous comments, in relation to heads with flags and so on, because that was a very specific piece of legislation. So I think they can sleep a little bit easier in their beds about this one, I think.
Okay. I just want to move on briefly then to a bit of UK politics, Mark, because Keir Starmer was also mentioned by Kneecap on stage yesterday. But he's had his own troubles domestically, his government being forced to make major concessions to rebels in the party over planned benefit reforms. This was a serious enough problem for him, wasn't it?
The most serious problem, Justin, that he's had since he became Prime Minister. I mean, last week was the final week of the first year in government, and it was easily Keir Starmer's worst week as Prime Minister. They're bringing in on Tuesday a welfare bill to try and cut welfare payments and disability payments by up to £5 billion. As part of that, they were going to restrict eligibility for these top-up payments, personal independence payments for disabled people. And the size of the rebellion from the Labour backbenchers on this was so large that the government was absolutely doomed to defeat had they not backed down, even though they have a 165-seat majority, a matter for nothing. So they've rolled over on this, the government has. They had no choice but to. They've handed back about £3.5 billion of what was supposed to be saved, and they're going to have to find that now in the budget. All of the problems that Keir Starmer and his government face comes from the fact that they have no money, and they have no economic growth to pay for their plans, and the fiscal rules that they have set themselves means that they have to make very, very deep and difficult cuts that are very difficult for Labour backbenchers to stomach. So there has been a slight loss of discipline in the party. A lot of the focus has come down onto Morgan McSweeney, an Irishman from Cork, who is Keir Starmer's chief of staff, and the sense that perhaps he is driving the government into position where it's trying too hard to chase the sort of voters who might be trying to vote for Reform UK. And so there's a lot of pressure on him. The government have rolled over on this. The bill should pass its second reading now on Tuesday, although some Labour MPs will still vote against it.
All right, Mark. Well, we'll watch that with interest. And thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Mark Paul, Irish Times London correspondent.